There's just 1 week left, just a little over a week, I should say, in Major League Baseball's regular season, and that means the race for the playoffs is reaching a crescendo. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca is here with the latest. He's host of the daily podcast, The Gist. Mike, welcome back.
Hello, and thank you for saying crescendo, not fever pitch, as would be the cliche with this sport.
Well, we try to avoid cliches whenever possible. We're late in the season now, and the Cubs are the only team to have clinched a playoff berth. So how dramatic is the final week and a half shaping up to be?
There's drama. I would say maybe it's B-movie or Pulp Fiction drama, but, you know, Pauline Kael taught us all to appreciate B-movies, and this is what I mean by that. In baseball, all the division leaders are clear, and these are the Cubs, who have clinched, but the Nationals and Dodgers are going to be clinching in the National League, and in the American League, the division leaders, Cleveland, Boston, Texas, they'll be waltzing into the playoffs. But then below them, a second tier, the B-movies of teams, and these races for the wild card, that's the ones that are really dramatic.
Okay, so who are you watching then in the wild card races?
Well, in the American League right now, if the playoffs were to happen today, it would be odd from a scheduling perspective. But Toronto and Baltimore would be in, and then under them, Detroit, Houston, Seattle, and the Yankees. They still have a chance. The National League is kind of fascinating. There are three teams, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Mets. They all have 80 wins. And I was watching the Mets last night, where down 4-3 to the lowly Atlanta Braves in the eighth inning, Yoenis Cespedes put a ball over the wall, but it was brought back by Matt Kemp in the eighth inning to prevent a tie. In the ninth inning, Yoenis Cespedes put a ball over the wall, and it was brought back by the center fielder Infante twice. He would have had a home run, but the Mets wound up losing, and that is why there is a three-way tie in the National League.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the Cubs for a second, because as we mentioned, they're the first team to clinch. Best record in baseball this season. I heard an interview the other day where a Chicagoan said that there's nobody alive in Chicago that saw the last time the Cubs made it to the World Series. So is this the year that their curse is lifted?
Here's the problem with baseball. Having a great record, unlike any other sports, really being a legitimately great team, it doesn't translate to World Series success. It's just the nature of the game. There is so much chance. In the NBA, the team with the best record usually wins. In football, the team with the best record correlates well to at least getting to the Super Bowl, often winning the Super Bowl. But the stat is, since baseball went to its current playoffs, there have been 26 teams that have had the best record in the regular season. That includes some ties. Only four of those teams have won the World Series, 154, a terrible batting average. So that argues against the Cubs winning the World Series. So does over a century of not winning the World Series. What argues for it is they are the best team. They are just the best team. And I don't know if they're peaking now. They probably peaked a little earlier, but even without peaking, they're still the team to beat. Okay. But history shows they're beatable.
Okay, so do you dare venture a pick then for the series?
I would say they're most likely. I'd love to see a Cubs against Red Sox World Series, and this would be Big Poppy David Ortiz's last game, and he's a man with a sense of drama who knows how to deliver the big hit, and maybe he would go out on the World Series stage. But who knows? At this point, maybe the Giants, who had the best record in the first half and have the worst record of any team ever to have the best record in the first half, I don't know, maybe they make it. I doubt it, but it could happen.
It could happen. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.